Nolte, Lightfoot Security Parks and Bike Lane So Mayor Can Buy Donuts. By John Nolte on November 17, 2022. Failed Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot security team blocked a bike lane in the Windy City so America's worst mayor could go and buy some donuts. After a group called Bike Lane Uprising caught her, the mayor, who was in the car and had to have seen where her own security detail parked, didn't apologize. She only said it was wrong. Obviously, they shouldn't have parked in a bike lane, she said. Pretty simple. No bike lanes. No fire hydrants. They shouldn't have done it. Period. Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should have said something at the time, eh, Mayor? It's not like you were rushing out of the car for city business. You were buying donuts, which you don't need. Here's the key part of the story. There was backlash again on social media when the advocacy group Bike Lane Uprising posted a photo last week of a mayoral SUV parked in the bike lane outside Rozier's Bakery, 3216 West North Avenue, and another of Lightfoot waiting in line inside the bakery. The cyclist who took the photos and gave them to the advocacy group posted online that she saw Lightfoot's entourage, two XL SUVs, park in the North Avenue bike lane for 10 minutes for some damn donuts. Unreal. Bike Lane Uprising then tweeted at the mayor, "Parking in bike lanes so you can get donuts means you value donuts over the lives of bicyclists. A record number of cyclists have been killed during your term. We need a mayor that leads by example. This ain't it. Granted, I hate bike lanes. All decent people do. No one ever uses them. Bike lanes should be outlawed and turned into free street parking. In fact, biking should be outlawed. I didn't always feel this way. But now that everyone on a bike feels it's necessary to dress like Lance Armstrong, I've changed my mind. Posers. Do I dress like Mario Andretti in a jumpsuit and STP patches every time I go for a drive? No. So what's with the jerseys, stretch pants, and helmets that come to a point? I'm stuck behind you going 3 miles per hour, and you're dressed for wind shear? Anyway. What we have here is one more example of a Democrat politician who sees herself as above the rules, which is what we got a full load of during the coronavirus pandemic. That, of course, includes Lightfoot herself, who ordered non-essential businesses closed and then proceeded to get a haircut at a non-essential business while not wearing a mask. If I were running for mayor of Chicago, my motto would be simple: buy handguns, ban bike lanes. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.